and wine.
Okay, Wednesday night, or Yud Gimel, or the Tiny Sester Cotton.
Is there such a thing?
No. Or the Yud Gimel Adur Aleph, Tovshinayan Dalid. There's an Ibiyar again in 2 years. We're in the part of the cycle where in 2 years. Now it's mostly, most of the time it's 3 years. But if it was always be 3 years, then it would be 7 and 21. But it's, since it's 7 and 19, so twice it has to be 2 years. And one of them is coming up now. In 2 years, it's again in 2 others. 2 years from today. We never have it 2 years in a row.
Shemitah was in the middle, so at least it's a little easier, no?
Well, last Shemitah was 2 others, that was hard. In the time when they were Makadosh al Piriyah, they never made 2 others in Shemitah. But now that we have a calendar, it can come out like that. The set calendar, so it comes out like that. There's nothing you can do about
it. I'm saying this time, at least we get lucky, it's a little easier.
We don't keep Shemitah anyway, really, so we don't care so much. Chas v'shalom! Okay. Shmaitzavav Perik Yutes. Ah! Pesach. Make sure you come tomorrow night. We can't celebrate Purim Cotton without Pesach. We can't celebrate Purim Cotton without Pesach.
You have to bring one of your kids so they'll have Pesach Cotton.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's very good. Because Gula Lagula will be Makayim, even though the Gemara says Gula Lagula is the reason to do Purim in Adar Beis. But if you come, so it'll be Ice Fountain to celebrate Purim and Adar Aleph, because it'll be Bismich Purim Pesach too. Okay. I told you about the guy, Dicker Brothers Supplies. My father, Olav HaShalom, ran an office for Yeshiva. So he needed supplies because he made packages. He needed string and boxes and paper. So the Dicker Brothers. Dicker, D-I-C-K-E-R. So one of them's name was Pesach. So Pesach Dicker. So the joke was that he probably, we always joke that his brother's name is Chometz. So it's Chometz Dicker and Pesach Dicker. But it was, his name was Pesach. And we did call him Pesach Dicker.
Krohn writes in his newest book that he was in Yerushalayim.
Okay, Shmaitzah, Shmaitzah, Vav. Perek Yutes, we're going to start from, okay, he made the point, he's going, if a woman says, I became a neither, he says it's Shavya Nafshe, not Ne'amonos of an Eidechot, because it's against Chazoka, it's against the Cheskos Taira, he holds the Chazoka Zuy Lishtanos is not a problem, it's not a flawed Chazoka, so why is she Ne'amon? So she's Ne'amon, because of Shavya Nafsha, but then he assumes it would not affect the husband. He has a Tosfos, the Chayyur Shavya Nafsha doesn't affect anyone else. It doesn't affect him. Why? Tosfos says, why? How can you say she's not Naaman, Shavya Nafsha? So Tosfos says, because we're talking about the Issa Zona, and that's only Nogeya him. That's what we asked last night. I mean, I don't know what to say.
That's what
we said last night. That maybe when it's Shavya Nafshe, so she's also Nemo Lagabi someone else. But there, if there's no Shavya Nafshe, Chaticha Disura, so then that's why she's not Nemo. You know, saying, you want to know what the Shemites is thinking when he... Maybe he's Havamina is. I mean, I know it's hard to speculate. Maybe he's going that maybe she's saying she's usher on him. In other words, he's coming off, okay, his next point. He says, according to the Marit consideration that if Mitam Neder, then you would be Neman to say, I am usher on you. Because by a Neder, you could usher something of yours on someone else. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's where he's coming from. Because she is saying, she's saying, I'm also on you. So she's making herself into a chaticha de yisura on him. So maybe that would also be Shavya Nafsha. because when he says it's mitam neder, he holds of that svara so strongly that he holds that he says what I'm saying is not true. If it's mitam neder, if it's mitam neder, I could say I'm also on someone else. Then he just says that the Marit rejects that and says it's definitely not mitam neder. But you see, he considered that incorporated within the din of Shavya Nafshe is that I could say I'm osur on you. I am a chatif of the Yisura on you. So that's probably where he's coming from when he says that it doesn't... What? What do you mean stam? You can't say stam for no reason. There's no reason unless you say Allah she neder. She says she was a nena, she's a zona. She's also on him. Taisus Machadesh, that she is not included in the Isser as a Gavra. But she's the Chefza, the Isura on the Kayan. Yeah. So he held that would be Shavya Nafsha also. She's saying she is also on him. It's not so Mashma the Shmaitza like that. I'm saying he's using the Svara of the next paragraph. Gabonim the Shmaitza holds that when you have a Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Disura, it doesn't work on Gabi someone else.
Can it be just a Raya? Can it be just a Raya?
That?
Can it be a Raya from Tosfos?
That?
And you can have a Maisa Bia with us on one person, not us on the other person?
No, this is the only case. Places is Machadish by Zona, and it has nothing to do with Shavya Nafsha. Taisus would say that if two Adam came and said the woman became a zona, it would be the same thing. Taisus is machadish that the issa zona is only to the one with the kedushas kahuna. It's not to her. Unlike every other erva, let's say a kohen marries a grusha. I don't know what Taisus would say about a grusha. Maybe I don't know. You always say they're both included. You know, it's non sequitur. It has nothing to do with the point of Shavya Navshe. Taisus is machadesh that the issa zona is on the koyin, not on the woman. Unlike every other erva and every other issa bia, where both parties to the act are both osur al gavra. They're both muzhar not to do it. So I don't see, that's Taisus is machadesh.
If she makes him, or him,
also
on her, she has to
remain
with the
usher
on him.
One thing I don't do with the other. The usher certainly on both the man and the woman. But Titus wants to say that when she Shavya Nafsha, so she's only saying on her. She's not Nemel, the Gabi, the husband. But certainly if we would believe she's a Nida, who would be a Nemonis. When he says it's not Nemonis, he means if we would believe she's a Nida, then she would be also on the husband too. I mean, he calls it, it's not an emonus. I would say it's yes an emonus. It's just an emonus, a limited emonus. That you find all over the Torah, that your emonus is limited. So her emonus is limited to herself. She can't involve the Baal in her emonus. She's not Nemo the Gabi the Baal. Omno mi neima taima de shavya nafsha chadicha di surah mitaras neder. Ubatam zeb marit im kein kemosh yuchalaser adam al atzmo point kein yuchalaser atzmo ubamono al acherim elu de gvor docher shem marit tam ze dimishum neder im kein litshul alei sheila should help el al kochel dena mitam neder ayin shom. So now I just want to say the marit takes the word the tzad of neder very literally, and he says you should be able to be shoyal on it like you be shoyal on a neder. There's a way to understand that tzad, not so literal, meaning, I would put the shayla this way. Is the din of Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Di Isura a ne'monus dika din? Or is it that I have the koach to make myself osur?
Can you be sure all the hectic?
Yes. I'm saying, is it a giloy, meaning I'm ne'mon, I'm not creating anything new. I'm not creating an isra on myself. The koch of Shavya Nafshe, this is what I think would be a valid chakira. Is the koch of Shavya Nafshe my koch to make something osur? Or is it a koch to be believed since it's only nogeya myself? Sort of like hodas bodin kamei edem domi. I'm believed because I'm saying something that's to my detriment. So I'm believed. It's only nogeya me. I don't involve you. It's something to my detriment. So I'm believed, right? That's like Hodas Bal did. So Shavya Nafshe is like that. I'm believed to say, that something is usher on me. I'm believed to say this is chelev. Shavu nafshi, I'm believed. It's only going to get me. I'm not saying it's usher on you. It's a svara, but it's a svara of nemonus. The tzad of neder doesn't have to mean, in my mind, literal neder. It's just a description of the din of shavya nafshe, that it comes from like the creative power of man to make something usher. I'm making it usher on myself by saying it's chelev.
Less of a svara.
We see it as more like creative, more I'm shafing a chalois.
That's magic.
So I would call that a neder. I would say the koach a person has to make a neder is where we find the koach that the Torah gives someone to make something also. It doesn't have to be a literal neder with the gedarim of neder, and you can be shoyal on the neder. It's just neder is a description of when I make something usher, not when I say it's usher and I'm megale. It's not a gilui milsa, and it's a question of how naman I am. But it's a creative process. I'm making it usher.
Wherever you find that in the Torah, you can always be shoyal on it.
You want to insist that Shayla should help anyway? No, I'm not bothered by that.
Shayla,
I think if you're 12, if a boy is 12, I wouldn't have a Shayla. So why can't he do Shavya Nafshe? Because he can make a nether. Because it's not a nether. Come on. Okay. Anyway, neither here nor there. The Shmaita rejects it. It's interesting, you know, his sad to consider it is weird. Because if this is really your question, I'm just crystallizing your question. He says, because I'm the nether, so I can make something else on someone else. Wait a second. You're changing Shavya Nafshe. Shavya Nafshe means I can say something's usher on me. Mm-hmm. So how can you change it and say I can say something's usher on you? Like you're changing the whole nature of the din. Not a question, well, if it's a nether, then you can do it on someone else. The din of Shavya Nafshe is a din that you can say something's usher on you. I don't know why the Shmaitza even considered, this is really like your question, how can you consider that you could... That's a different din. I mean, that's not going to be Shavya Nafshe. Call it whatever you want. But Mechitesi, why would the din of Shavya Nafshe include that you could say something's usher on someone else? So you'll say, well, if it's a neder, then it would include it. Because by neder, I could ask for my thing on someone else. Okay, anyway, Ela Kvar, the Kvar Dochasham Maritam, sir. If you came in Israel, La Atzma, Lola Acherim. So again, we said we are still considering the possibility that when you neman, so you neman lagabi someone else also. You neman lagabi someone else also. I mean, that's not to say the person would get malchus. If you remember, we paskin that even if you have a special nemonus, let's say a father has a special nemonus to say kidashti is biti, and there's a machlok d'samoy roim, and we paskin that you don't get misa. The person boilah does not get misa after the father says I was makadisha, and the person is boilah neishas ish. He doesn't get malka. The Torah said you believed, and she's osur, but not to the extent that you give misa based on it. So I don't think the Shmaitza is even coming la'afuke, that the person gets an onesh. I think that nobody would even consider. That wouldn't be the Shmaitza, wouldn't make such a big deal out of saying that. But you don't get malchus based on that. He's saying it's not even us. You have no koyach to make it up. So the person l'chadchila could go, the person l'chadchila mitzido. And I say this is, you know something, I don't think the Shmaitza is coming. Let's say I say this is chelev. Chelev. So Shavya Nafsha. I don't think the Shmaitza has to come be machadesh that you're allowed to eat it. I mean, that's Shavya Nafsha. I'm saying it's us or me. I'm them on whatever word you want to use to say it's chelev and I'm not allowed to eat it. Shavya Nafsha, chatech and yisur. The whole point is that it has nothing to do with you. I don't think the Shmaitza has to be machadish that. I think the Shmaitza is being machadish when they're intertwined. In other words, when a woman says, I'm a nida, So she's usher in an act of bia with her husband, but if she's nemon, then her husband is usher with her. Like, it's intertwined. No, my eating the chalev and you're eating the chalev is not intertwined. Nothing to do with each other.
Yeah, right.
So that the Shemaitzer wouldn't have to say that I'm not nemon to say it's usher to you. Why would it be usher to you? It's having nothing to do with you. Shemaitzer's talking in such a case where she's saying she's a nida. So,
if I have the cow inside, the store.
So that's what he says, he's not nemon the gabi the bow. So it's like the Baal's allowed to be boil her, but she's not allowed to be nibble to the Baal. That's really what you end up with. But certainly he doesn't have to say that if I say this is chalev, you're allowed to eat it. That's the whole point of Shavu Nafshe. It's only me. It has nothing to do with you. Okay. Ivra, but his point is that when a woman says to Me'an Ilach, when she says she's a Nida, so what is his point? When he says she's a Nida, nothing. He says it doesn't answer the Baal. That's his point. He's not making another point yet. He says, she's Neman. Why should she be Neman against the Chazaka? He says, because she's not coming to Teres Nemanus. There's a special din of Shavir Nafsha. So I don't know how he understands that. I mean, it's not a Nemanus of an Eidecha. The Shmaita seems to feel that it's a what is it? I mean, I would say it's either Nemanus or it's like Neder. Because when I say Neder, I mean you make it Usser. You know, it's either a Nemanus that it is Usser, or you have a koach to make it Usser. The Shmaita says it's not Nemanus, it's not Neder, it's Shavyar Nafshe. I don't understand the Shmaita's categorization. So what is Shavyar Nafshe? Okay, Teretz is, he means I'm making it Usser. I'm calling that nether, in my mind. Shmaita doesn't hold of that. To me, that's nether. Saying it's nether is saying I'm making it usher. I hold that's what the Shmaita holds it is. I have a koach to make it usher. And his point is, because he's saying it's not nemonos, it's shavya nafshe. I don't know, I don't think there's another word to use. If it's not nemonos, then you're making it usher. He's saying if it's not nemonos, it's shavya nafshe. Okay, what's shavya nafshe? It also has to be something. Teretz is Shavya means I'm making it usher. Yeah, fine, but you're making it usher. Okay, I'm just saying, I would call that nether. It's fine, I'm not asking a pass on anyone. I'm just pointing out that the Shmaitzer is not saying, is being very emphatic that it's not an amonis. I'm saying I only know my mind, my limited mind only tells me that there's only two possibilities. It's either Nemanos or I'm making it usher. I'm talking longishly. I'm either saying it's usher, being Megala it's usher, Nemon to say it's usher, believe to say it's usher, but I'm not doing anything. I'm just revealing that it's usher. You can believe me, you cannot believe me, that's a different issue. And Shavya Nafshe means I'm making it usher. Shavya Nafshe, Chatichet Yisur.
Why is the Baal usher at the end of the day?
At the end of the day, he's usher only because of Lifnei Iver, Shmaita says. Yeah, because since she's usher, so he's not allowed to be machshel. It's also not so partial. Let's say she's over to Issa willingly. So he's not really over Lifnei Iver, you know. Oh no, that's not true. I take that back. Lifnei Iver is even if the person does it willingly. If I give a kos yayin to another, he drinks it willingly, I'm still over Lifnei Iver. Okay. So that's the Schweitzer's point. And again, I'm speaking out. His point is not to say there's no onesh, because that's poshut, there would be no onesh. Even when the Torah gives you a special nemonus, there's still no onesh. Ivra. And by the way, Shavya Nafshe has no onesh to her either. She doesn't get nenash. If she says this is chalev, and then she eats it, I'm almost 100% sure she doesn't get punished. Ivra, Eina b'toros ne'emonus ela b'shem shavir nashe chadicha d'yisura. See, I don't even like his lashon, because it could be ne'emonus, but a limited ne'emonus. She's only ne'emonagabe herself. Like, why does the Shmaitza have to say it that way? It's not ne'emonus, it's shavir nashe. It's a special din of shavir nashe. Shavir nashe could be ne'emonus. He means eidach. Yeah, that's where he's coming from. He means it's not a ne'emonus of an eidach. It could still be ne'emonus. He's coming to say that. He's coming to say it's not Eidachon. Kosher. Misugya de Perkidio Satoma. Tanan Osam Ezo Mitzvah Sasesha Benito. We're looking for a person that violated Beshogeg the Issa Nida as a Mitzvah Sasesha, not as a Mitzvah, as a Lav, which is kind of hard because the Issa Nida is a Lav. So the Gemara comes up, and there's a Brisa that says you're violating a Mitzvah Sasesha Benito. So the Gemara needs a scenario that there'll be the equivalent of a mitzvah sasei benino. Hayim b'shamishim atahora, ramalonet meisi. So the din is you have to wait till the aver dies, and then you're poresh. You're not allowed to be poresh with the aver chai, because that also is a part of a maisabiyah, because it's hanor. So it's part of the maisabiyah, to withdraw. So you have to wait. So there is it's like a mitzvah sasei. You have to wait. So the Gemara calls that a mitzvah sasei shebenita. Akaponim, that's the case. Chayav ba'avogav lo yoda benidos al alpia. A chayav there means a carbon. We're talking about a carbon because it's an isakaris. He did it b'shogeg. He didn't know you have to wait, so he didn't wait. So he has to bring a carbon. Wait a second, asked the Shmaitz. How does he know she's a Nida? Only Alpiha. Only Alpiha. So why is he Bechuy of a Karbon? That's the Shmaitz's question. Now, when you're learning the Gemara, you imagine that she said she became a Nida, but then it became rather obvious. It was not. The Shmaitz doesn't want to learn like that. The Shmaitz wants to learn that the only indication that she's a Nida is because she said so. He says, so why is he bringing a carbon? Why is he bringing a carbon if she said so? V'meino mitzad ne'amonus. Ela mishum shav yanav shechaticha disura. So why is Baal amai mechay of carbon? She's only ne'am l'gabi herself, not l'gabi the Baal. Mishum l'fneiver like a carbon. There's no carbon for l'fneiver. V'afilu l'man d'muki l'hosom b'shaz vesto. There is a Mount Yom that the Mishnah is talking about when it's Samach Levesta, you're not allowed to have relations with her. So you'll say that's why she's Nemah to say she became a Nida, because it's Samach Levesta, so it's like maybe Bishas Vesta, there's certainly no Cheskas Taira, so she's Nemah and Matara say that. But I feel about the Mukla Hosu Bishas Vesta, like Israch has Gosim in our Torah. Vestas of Drabonon. With the Arise of Ada, you go with Cheskus Taira. You don't have to be Poresh, even Bishas Vesta. The Vestas is Drabonon. So, Yisru Cheskus of Nataira, Okaimulam Vestas Drabonon, say Perakalayad. Vehechinem Menesi, Lechayiv Baal Karbon. So, back to the question, how could the Baal be Mechayiv Karbon? Again, when you learn the Gemara, you don't think of this question. You imagine, and she said, I became a Nida, and then there's Dabo over. So he thinks he became a Nida. Shmaitza makes it into a question. How could he be Mechuyev of a Karbon? We only know Alpiha. She's a Nida, so how can you say he has to bring a Karbon?
After 30 days, 40 days, still have
Chazukah? Shmaitza holds the Cheskas Taira. You don't say Chazukah, so you're Lishtano, so it's not a Chazukah.
Even 40 days into it?
Right, and therefore, Al Eid Echad, he holds it would be called an Eid Echad against the Chazaka.
How does that make any sense? Eventually she has to be a Nida.
It's a good question.
What?
No, he's not. I'm not going to say that. Well, we go back to Shmaitza Beis. As long as you didn't know it changed, so you have a Chazaka that it didn't change. Maybe if she has a Vesta Kavua. I mean, we're going now, this might have just raised the issue of Vesta. he says Vestas Adar Rabbonim.
So we can say it's only after the Vestas.
Yeah, that's only also only Midar Rabbonim. After the Vestas, even Midar Rabbonim, she's not also. When a woman passes her Vestas, the halacha l'maisa in Hilchos Tayyus Mishpacha is that after the Vestas is passed, you're not choshish. She's going to see that. You don't have, she doesn't have to make a medika with having relations. The Vestas passed. There's no common sense says she's going to have it at any time. But you don't have to be choshish. She'll have it cooked when you're with her. There's no din of a medika. No din of a medika. Maybe some place can say on a practical level she should, but there's certainly no, she should check herself out. But there's no chiyuv medika after the Vestas passes. You say that doesn't make sense, or maybe it doesn't. I mean, I guess the teretz is that not choshish will happen from that moment, that day, that night. We're not choshish for that. You see, the halacha reflects that reality. The halacha says after the Vestas passes, you can. That's how we paskin. It's a chokas, but some say we paskin after the Vestas passes. You're home free. I don't know if it's al chazaka, but you don't have to. You see, you don't have to be chaydish. The idea that once the Vestas passes, like she's going to see any second, is not true. Is not reflected in the halacha. Halacha. That's how we passed it. Clearly, not like a kula. Not a kula chazir shalom. That's how we passed it. L'chatchila. Okay. So, the Efshar, Kivan da Baal Shosek, Amrina Shtika Kodah. You have sometimes the concept of Shtika Kodah, and Fenegan is very schwer. Shmaitz is going to say, but if he doesn't know, so how can we say Shtika Kodah? He doesn't know. He has no way of knowing. Again, if there's dam all over, so then the whole kasha doesn't start. He has to bring a karma because there's dam all over. It's a dam. But if you're still only being Simach on Hadidwar, what kind of Shtika Kodah is it? So Shmaitz discusses this. He says, if these are Eshberg, the Isharabah, the Kosvuk Tzasmer of Abusa, some Rishonim hold that feel of a Mokom de Lahave Leleida, even if, so say, how could it be figured out? Even if there was no way he could know, Nami Amrina Shtika Kaidah. Avilu is Chazek Etera. Vayinshach Yeredeus from Kuf Chav Zayin. Davka B'machas Lai Havailan. Vahayinu Shom Ala'ed Eini Ma'aminecha. Avu B'shoisek Avilu B'dover Shlohoyo Loi Leida. Das Harashba B'tshuva V'ran Perakoyma V'arashba V'ari Reish Perakoy Sharaba. Avilu Lo Omaloi Nusnas Lachyencha B'fonecha. But Stam Nusnas Lachyencha Lohoyo Loi Leida. B'shoisek, gam keno ed nev hanayin shom. How do you understand that dip? I don't know the dip. So maybe it's a shtika that I believe you. I don't know. I don't know how you do the dip. I believe you. You're never going to like your betray. I believe you. I don't know what else. How do you think it's going
to
be if you...
usually is in response to a time.
Okay. That's... I'll be... You know, that I'll be Michael, but he's saying you even say it when the person has no way of knowing. I'm going to say Shtika Kodah if the person has no way of knowing. Like, you know he doesn't know. So, I don't know, the only thing it could mean, I'm saying to myself, is Shtika Kodah, that I believe you. You're right, I'm willing to go along with what you say. Like, I don't know what else is shot. Like, how can there be Shtika Kodah if I don't know? He's about to say, Michael, he's Yishayna. But Lamaiza, he brings that Rishayna that you say it even if the guy doesn't know. Even if the guy has no way of knowing. So how can you say Shtika Kodah? Taka. It must be, there's a din of Shtika Kodah, like, I'll go along with you. I believe you.
Well, Lamaiza, why is there no Dam? Where's the Dam? She could be an either without Dam.
I can't.
She has, she's an Argosha, no?
She's an Argosha, yeah.
doesn't have to be bloody.
It's going to take